Why just listen when you can connect? We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Ryan Monahan.
So the jury in the Casey Anthony trial came back with their verdict, and Casey found not guilty of first-degree murder, not guilty of aggravated child abuse, not guilty of aggravated manslaughter, but is found guilty on four counts of providing false information to police. What do you think about this? 359 call, 217-359-2255. What's your reaction? Did you believe that Casey Anthony was guilty? I was not surprised by this verdict. I was not surprised. Although I'm sad because there's still a dead little girl. And nobody seems to know what happened to her. We've got Amanda on the phone, and this is one of your friends, Ryan.
Yeah, you might know Amanda Evans. She used to be a reporter on WCIA, yes. Channel 3 News, and she has she's a big-time reporter now down in Orlando and sat through much of the trial.
Oh, wow.
I'm covering it. So I was text messaging her and begging her to call in. So,
Hi, Amanda. How are you?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I actually worked our morning show all this morning, and about 1:30, my boss said, go home, get your sleep, be back in at 3 a.m., we'll probably be back at this. And there we got the call that the jury had the verdict. So I'm just as surprised to be talking to you right now as you are. It was it's been a crazy, crazy month or so in Orlando covering all of this. So what do you need to know?
Well, you've sat in on most of the trial, and obviously with the verdict coming back, the prosecution didn't prove their case.
I'm not surprised. This was something I've said from the beginning sitting in here, that while I think the evidence just wasn't there. There were so many questions, and a lot of this science was stuff that's never been used in a courtroom before, ever, talking about some of the hairs that were found in the trunk and this signs of decomposition found in one single strand of hair. And these were things that to the common person that's not a scientist, it really went over your head. It was confusing, and there just wasn't that link that ever showed Casey over a body with a knife kind of thing, where it's like, okay, she did it. There were just those questions, and that reasonable doubt, I think, is what saved her life, really.
Well, and I don't know how I feel. I mean, I'm not surprised that they came back with not guilty, but I'm just, there's something about her that just stinks, and we've still got a little girl, and nobody knows what happened to her. Nobody knows that it's like, I'm not surprised that she was found guilty of providing false information to police. I think she knows what happened.
Absolutely, she does. I mean, those 31 days were the biggest key of all. I think, is Casey Anthony guilty of being a bad mother? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Guilty of being a bad person? Absolutely. A terrible daughter at this point with the finger pointing that's gone on with her family. I mean, we've watched this Anthony family unravel on a national stage, and the things that this woman has put them through. Absolutely. I don't want to give too much of my opinion in this because I'm still a journalist here, but I am surprised that the jurors were able to separate that emotion and common thing within all of us to make a judgment and common sense and really look at the evidence, which is what their legal obligation was to do. But I'm shocked. I am really shocked, because when you see those pictures of her up on a stage partying, and you saw the tattoo, and you heard the phone calls of her lying and lying and lying, it was really hard not to say, of course she's responsible. Of course she is.
Why did she even have to lie if she did nothing wrong? That's what I don't get. And also, what about this relationship with her father now?
And I don't know if you, how closely you were following in the closing arguments. You know, in the beginning, it was this whole story that she had been sexually abused since she was 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But they never had any testimony about that. And the judge ended up ruling, that can't be talked about in closing statements. You did not show me enough evidence. So there was a lot of stuff that seemed to just come out of nowhere. This pool drowning. Where in the world did it come from? There was never anything about that. And they really had no evidence except for a picture of the little girl in the pool with her grandmother. Wild things, but I guess it must have been just enough to put a question in these jurors' heads as to what really happened. Yeah. But absolutely, the phone calls, I think, were what were most damning to her, to hear her. She just sounded like a bratty teenager. In some of the phone calls.
She really did. And yesterday, I know I was kind of watching the coverage on Fox, and I know that other of the big cable networks were covering it too. And the swear words that were coming out of her mouth that were going over the air, because I don't think that the networks were expecting all of that. It was, it was ridiculous. She was more interested in talking to her boyfriend than talking to her family and her friends who cared about her and just wanted to know what happened to little Kaylee.
Mm-hmm. And I think that is where, when the defense came up with all of these, you know, stories, as I want to call them, about the sexual abuse in the pool, I think that was the only way you could maybe make sense of it, that this woman has had this life that doesn't make sense, and maybe that's why she's acting this way. But you just don't know, any common person, any mother, any sister, aunt, you just can't imagine not even asking about this little girl or showing emotion or feeling that. It even watching through the trial, the only times you really saw Casey show true emotion was when she felt like her mother didn't look at her when she was testifying, and she looked like a little girl who didn't get ice cream after dinner. And but you never saw that raw emotion, even when they talked about her little girl's remains being eaten up by an animal. And as I don't even know this little girl, and it hurts you. So there was definitely things that you watched. But once again, like I said, is she guilty of being a bad person? Absolutely. But the prosecution, they just weren't able to prove she killed her daughter.
And the jury agreed. And if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Amanda Evans. You used to see her on WCIA 3. And now Ryan, who is over at News Channel 15, you guys knew each other. And,
yep.
And so now, Amanda, you're in Orlando, and you've been covering this trial for your station there. And, it's been a long, long time for you covering this, and now here the verdict is in. The sentencing is going to be when?
They just made it for Thursday at 9 a.m.
Thursday, 9 a.m. And
but
so
the only thing she was found guilty of were the lying to the police.
Was that even any...
You know, I got to be honest, the parts that I've been covering have been a little bit less. I've sat in the courtroom on one day a week on the Saturdays. I have been actually spent my entire morning out in the George and Cindy Anthony neighborhood here in Orlando.
Ooh, what's that like?
Right across the street from where Kaylee Anthony's remains were found. And this has been such a circus. That's the only way I can really describe it. People coming from all across the country to drive up their street, take a picture of their home, walk into the woods where Kaylee Anthony's remains were found. Hundreds of people, to the point where deputies had to actually line the street today and no cars were allowed to even stop because they were so afraid of what kind of chaos this verdict was going to bring to that neighborhood today. And that's where I was this morning, just that this has really been a story that has captured the nation because it has been so wild. It's like a real life
unsolved and unsolved mystery too at this point, because you know she's been found not guilty, so we still don't know what happened
exactly. And there's gonna be a lot of angry people on most situations like this. A defendant has every right, if they're found not guilty, to be unshackled, and they will be walked right out the front of the courthouse. This is such a high profile case that they've actually made some special arrangements that's not going to happen. And she is going to go back to the jail. She will be put in some kind of protective custody if she's released. Now, you got to remember, she's been in jail since 2008, so I don't know with time served and all that. I don't even know how much time she'll spend.
Right.
Because, she was found guilty on four counts of providing false evidence to police or false information to police, but that I wouldn't even think that's jail time, is it?
You know, I don't know.
Maybe like a year.
I know that there was... There could be a maximum sentence of between 20, it could be 20 years, I think, is the maximum.
Okay.
I don't know if she would get that in this situation. It's really, she's been serving, she had some check fraud as well that she's been serving, so I know that is something else she's been in jail for. But this is, she's going to have to go into hiding, and I really wonder how her family will accept her back after she has basically...
vilified them, yeah.
I mean, absolutely. But I mean, called her dad a sexual abusing man, and that her mother was overbearing, and her brother molested her, and basically allowed this entire family to be thrown under the bus.
And she was never on the stand. Never on the stand at all. And,
I think they chose that because she was so obviously a liar that at that point, would putting her up at the stand, would the jury even believe her? Hmm. Because how do you now say, now believe her?
Yeah.
But I'm watching this live right now, and we're going to hopefully hear from some jurors that decide they want to speak to the media, and it'll be really interesting to hear what it was that they heard or didn't hear that made them decide on this non-guilty verdict today.
Wow.
What does it look like in there, Amanda? Because we're on the radio, so there's a lot of people in their cars. We're just in front of a computer right now, but to watching this on a TV right now, for people who don't have access to a TV, what was Casey Anthony's face like and her parents when this verdict was read and what's going on in there right now?
Well, when they first said that not guilty verdict, she immediately started crying and was kind of looked very shocked. It wasn't quite real yet. I have not seen her parents embrace at all. Now, Cindy Anthony, her mother, was breathing very heavily as the moments led up to the verdict being read, but I think that they have their own lawyer at this point, and they have to really be careful that things aren't turned around on them. Some kind of investigation doesn't turn around to George Anthony or something like that. So they've been really careful not to show any emotion in front of the public eye. The moments they were on the stand, but they really didn't show a lot of emotion when that verdict was just read. Casey embraced her attorneys. They just all about six or seven different defense attorneys were crying and hugging as a court is starting to let loose right now. And I can actually see some of the media walking into this room that's being set up where those jurors will talk for the first time. Any of them that agree to talk and give their side of the story. And they've been sequestered. So they've spent 5-6 weeks away from their family, away from everyone in a hotel room here in Orlando, consumed by this case.
Well, bless them. I was saying, isn't it ironic? We've got the debt ceiling issue in Washington D.C. and our elected officials get the whole holiday off, but these poor jurors who are getting paid probably $10 a day.
Oh yeah.
Sequestered, their lives turned upside down. They've missed two holiday weekends now, and I guess that's the way it goes, and that's our justice system. And I really do think they made the right call based on the information I saw. The prosecution just didn't prove their case without reasonable doubt.
Absolutely. They told a great story. I mean, in their closing arguments, I was hooked watching it. I'm thinking, absolutely, she did this. Absolutely. But then when you sit there and you read the directions and instructions that are given to you from this judge that tell you the exact rules you have to follow, and if all of this criteria doesn't meet this, then she's not guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what it came down to, because while it was a great story and it did go together that she didn't want her daughter and she wanted to spend time with her boyfriend and that she chloroformed this little girl and then suffocated her with duct tape, it does sound like something out of a horror story, and the pieces kind of went together, but the proof just wasn't there. And without those remains, were found so much later after this little girl was killed, we were lacking the DNA evidence. We were lacking some of those hard facts that I think a jury needs when you're talking about putting someone to death.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Well,
is there any buzz on who might have done this now?
I haven't. I don't think that there is anyone else out there besides Casey that people are pointing their fingers at. I don't even think anyone's really bought the whole George Anthony, her father thing, at least from the vibe I've gotten here in Orlando, and from I've talked to so many people on the street. It's unbelievable. And everyone, I think, feels that Casey had a hand in what happened to her daughter. Absolutely. That they just couldn't prove it, and they just don't know how. And you just wonder, what's going to come of all of this? And is this just little life going to just kind of be left to always wonder?
Now, the prosecution can't come back at her. I mean, this is done. It's over.
This is done. This is absolutely done. Now, had it been the other way around, she could have, tried for another trial and all of that. But
right.
At this point, no, and I'm actually watching as the defense attorneys are getting ready to speak for the first time to some of the media, big smiles on their faces. And Jose Baez, her attorney, basically a no-name attorney here in Orlando. Casey Anthony actually got his name back in 2008 from another woman in jail who said, hey, lady, you want a good attorney? Call this Jose Baez guy. Mm-hmm. And she did, told her parents, we got to call this guy. And they did. And now he is all over national media. And his career has taken a big turn. Never, ever covered a case that was even a death penalty case.
Wow.
And to see him right now with quite a smile on his face when, you know, he hasn't been on the greatest avenue as far as people judging him as an attorney. A lot of judgment there.
Well, like I said, over the holiday weekend, you couldn't avoid watching it if you're a news junkie like me. And so watching his closing arguments was quite compelling. And he did a fantastic job of just saying to people, look, if there's reasonable doubt, you cannot convict. And he just kept pointing out all of these things that just that you wouldn't be able to say yes, with reasonable doubt or without reasonable doubt. I get confused on my law terms, but
no, I do too.
There's room for doubt.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. It still doesn't make sense, and I don't know if it will ever make sense. These strange, imaginary people that she had in her life, and these details about them that you just can't believe someone can really come up with, and the fact that these psychiatrists said that she was competent to stand trial and she's okay. I mean, the woman's got something mentally not there. That's not how anyone handles a situation. But I just think the proof, like I said, guilty of being a bad person, absolutely. But as far as killing her daughter, I just don't think they could prove it.
Yeah.
Now she'll go into hiding now, you think, Amanda?
You know, I think once after the sentencing, we'll find out how much jail time she might spend for the lying to the law enforcement. And at that point, they're being very, very hush-hush about it. We actually have some reporters out at the executive airport and such wondering if she'll be put on a private plane and sent off somewhere. I don't see her family. Their home is in foreclosure. They have lost everything because of this. I don't know where else they'll go. They're both unemployed. I don't know what they will do. But I don't see how they could ever go back to their neighborhood and start life again.
I didn't know that they'd lost their home or that their home was in foreclosure.
Absolutely. And actually, the lead defense attorney, Jose Baez, who I was just speaking about, his home has actually gone into foreclosure throughout this last 3 years as well, devoting everything he had into this case. And as well as the Anthonys, they both lost their jobs. They have been unemployed and put every penny they had into legal teams and lawyers and trying to get their daughter's bail money and they've lost everything. It's hard to imagine life for her at this point. You know, a big case that I covered when I was there in Central Illinois was the Amanda Hamm case.
Mm-hmm.
And with Maurice Legrone, the woman, you know, with her three children, drowned them in the car. And, you know, she was found not guilty. And I've always kind of wondered at the same time how, with that much media circus and everyone that just hates you for what you've done, whether you did it or not, how do you go on and live your life? A big question.
Yeah. Well, and I'm sure we'll be hearing about it because she's not going to be able to go anywhere without the media attention. She may wish she was back in prison.
Yeah, exactly.
Amanda, we can't thank you enough. Amanda Evans has been talking with us. And so what do you think will be... What are you going to have to start covering now? Just the neighborhood, the reaction of people there in Orlando? Or
yeah, absolutely. There is national news all over the place. And, you know, being a local news girl, I was unaware of all these bookers that they've got running around for these morning shows and stuff, trying to get these exclusive interviews with the jurors and the family members. And so it's basically a madhouse in Orlando right now. The neighborhood is packed with people. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot of protesters that wanted to see Casey Byrne for this. Mm-hmm. I mean, they did, and then they said it. And there's going to be a lot of anger amongst those kind of people, and others rejoicing that felt that she was a pretty woman that was being displayed as this evil person. So it's going to be both sides, but I think my job from here is going to be finding some of those stories as far as the people that have traveled across the country to see this and how they're feeling now, and it's going to be very interesting to hear what these jurors have to say as well.
All right.
And Amanda, if people want to catch up and see where you are, you're at Channel 13 in Orlando,
I am.
Right?
Central Florida News 13, cfnews13.com, if you want to check out some of our stories and stuff we have on there covering this case. We are the local cable station here, 24-hour news, so...
So check her out. If you go down to Disney, look for our old friend Amanda from Channel 3.
I'll be there. Hey, guys, thanks for calling. If there's anything else I can help you with, let me know.
Okay, thanks, Amanda.
We'll be in touch. Thanks so much.
All right, thank you.